Grenfell, survivors not rehoused, inquiry not independent, blocks not safe. Paul Kershaw, Chair, Unite Union Housing Workers Branch. The government has admitted that 82 households are still in temporary accommodation following the Grenfell Tower fire, and not all will be in permanent accommodation by June, the first anniversary. So much for the SAMA's promise they would be rehoused within 3 weeks of the fire. Sajid Javid, the minister responsible, said this is totally unacceptable. The suffering that these families have already endured is unimaginable. Living for this long in hotels can only make the process of grieving and recovery even harder. Quite true, he condemns both the government and himself. There are around 1,400 empty homes in Kensington and Chelsea. In the immediate aftermath of the fire, Jeremy Corbyn rightly called for acquisitioning of empty homes to rehouse survivors swiftly. It is time to put that idea into action. As the Grenfell inquiry headed by retired Judge Sir Martin Morbick proceeds, it faces increasing questions that undermine its credibility. The problem is not only that its remit is too narrow, but also its links with business interests and the establishment. Inside Housing magazine has now revealed that Sir Ken Knight, the inquiry's safety expert, signed a certificate claiming Grenfell-style cladding is allowed under official guidance. And the provider of the cladding material, Arconic, insists its product was not in breach of building regulations. But the government has repeatedly claimed regulations did not allow the material used on Grenfell on buildings over 18 meters tall. Lawyers representing survivors and the bereaved at the inquiry have pressed the issue, arguing the materials did not meet regulations, and that Morbick should resolve this by making a ruling. Will Sir Ken be advising that his own certification was wrong? Knight was also responsible for advice that sprinkler fitting was not economically viable, despite a judge recommending sprinklers be retrofitted to tower blocks after the 2009 Lackenall House fire in South London. Will he be advising that he was wrong here too? The London Assembly now calls for mandatory sprinklers in buildings taller than 18 meters, 6 stories. But the government remains silent and has refused funding for sprinklers. To really get to the bottom of the issues, we'll need an inquiry based on the community and labor movement. The police have recently announced that an undamaged Mastoda fire door recovered from Grenfell protected against fire for just 15 minutes instead of the 30 minutes resistance it was designed to give. Government ministers responded irresponsibly by jumping to say there was no evidence that this was a systemic issue and that no further action was needed from social landlords. But quite rightly, many landlords have started checks where Mastoda FD30 doors are used. Shouldn't the government have insisted on this minimum action? Investigations continue to reveal a maze of private companies which must not be allowed to obscure responsibility. Manufacturer Mance Mastoda has gone into liquidation. Its assets have been acquired by a company called Sinseal, which then established a new separate company that trades as Mastoda. Tenants and residents nationally are right to demand to see updated fire risk assessments and to monitor progress. Residents on the Lancaster West Estate living in homes facing Grenfell tell the Socialist they have waited 6 months for promised replacement fire doors with no information as to when they will be fitted. After the fire, the government pledged that lack of money would not stop safety work, but since then has not put a penny in place. The estimated bill to reclad at least 288 towers in England, which failed combustibility tests, is now on course to reach £1 billion. The Socialist Party continues to support residents organising to explore methods of withholding rent. If action is not taken, no safety, no rent. Requisition empty homes. Launch a labour movement inquiry. Cladding off, new fire doors and sprinklers in now, no safety, no rent.